Enjoy the film.
You want butter on your popcorn?
The theater will be ready in a second.
All right, have we, Henry, have you taken any reservations for
we
our...
We have our first guest.
Tour of the island. Our first guest.
Tonight,
whoa,
actually.
Oh, well, well. Yeah.
He checked in on our app.
You developed an app?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's you guys, what you've been doing
wait,
all week?
I've been filling you in on this the whole time.
I thought you were talking about appetizers.
Yeah, and I've been in and out. I thought they were going to apply yourself.
Oh, you thought I meant an application like a resume or something. Okay. No, it's a fully functional app. It's called Carrier Pigeon.
Carrier Pigeon or Carry right, Your Pigeon.
Oh shit, that would have been good.
Granted, our service is not carrying pigeons.
Now I'm thinking about it. We could have made an app to carry your pigeon. That would have been really good.
God damn it. You know, that'll be the next venture. The next venture will be carryyourpigeon.com.tv.gov.edu.
That .gov might be the seller, honestly. Okay. But no, so this app, it's old. I mean, sounds kind of lame now that we talked about the other app, but I mean,
oh please, no we only
forward.
Tuned
let's,
out several
let's
times.
Let's really try to stick with this idea.
So this one, I mean, it connects people with pigeons, and it reserves them spots on a boat to come over here, and you know it's stupid, guys. I don't even like it anymore.
Oh no, oh buddy, oh come on. I mean, hey, come on. Have some pride. You developed an entire app.
Yeah, and I haven't heard enough about it to form a real opinion.
Okay,
so.
Okay. So it messages pigeons to get... Okay. See, I don't like those noises. It,
what?
Okay,
no,
so it messages pigeons...
messages pigeons
to find potential clients for us.
Oh?
And the pigeons are then traced back here, so their flight path.
Nice.
And people follow the pigeons to the island, to Timberdale, and it while they're following the pigeon, it also sets them up with lodging and transportation.
Wow.
This app does a lot.
And charges their credit card automatically. It's really dumb, though.
This sounds extremely complicated.
This sounds like a feat of engineering.
We should really put more time into the Carrier Pigeon app. I really think that one's going to take off.
I'm not ready to abandon this tourism idea, especially if we have our first guest coming tonight. But
yeah, seriously. We have
I mean,
to get
it really doesn't even
in
seem that
too.
Important anymore. You know, now that we really talked it through, but...
Hey.
I mean, should I cancel the whole thing? Should I just tell him no?
No,
don't cancel.
He's on
cancel
his way here.
We
already charged him. It'd be a lot
on a
of
boat
work.
Following
I mean,
a,
I just,
a pigeon.
Yeah. I mean, they're already on a boat. They're following the pigeon already. We've charged them. So I guess actually, okay. Technically, right, we could.
Yeah.
If we already have their money, sure, let's just send them home, honestly. But I've just finished our uniforms, okay? We cannot abandon this. Until we've
you're shaking.
Worn our...
You're trembling right now.
You're so excited to show us these uniforms.
Let me just show it to you, okay? Here.
Okay.
This is the three-piece suits that we're going to be wearing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
None of those pieces I would associate with a suit.
Yeah.
I love the shoulder pads.
Yes,
they're
indeed.
So
thank you.
Big.
They are. They well, have, I really
are
want...
Are those feathers?
They are. Well, keeping with the pigeon motif.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. The gorgeous... The rock dove.
Huh. Is that another word for a pigeon? I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's the other word for a pigeon.
Is there only one word for... Is there only one other word for a pigeon?
Winged rats.
That one seems fitting.
Vermin.
A small city flying seal. I mean, I mean,
I mean, that's how we know. That's how that's the one that we're all familiar with. We're just using the words pigeon as you know, a colloquialism that can be
trash turkeys.
Trash turkey ain't bad.
But back to the uniforms.
Oh,
so
yes, indeed.
It's like football shoulder pads. These aren't like pads in a jacket. It's like. You want us to wear football shoulder pads with feathers on them?
Well, yeah, because we have no idea what we're going to come in contact with on the island here. I mean, potentially we'll have to knock down some walls or run through. So we have to be.
I have had to run through before, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
you've had to run through. We've all had to run through
at one time or another.
Yeah, and so the shoulder pads are kind of a dual purpose. One, they help us with protection and running through, and two, it's a very simple way for guests to spot us out.
I mean, they are visually distinct, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the three pieces of our uniforms, or yes, suits, as you call them.
Then we also have this. It's an apron.
Okay.
An apron, okay.
White with gray stripes, trying to keep with
Did you mean to put the handprints on there? Is that...
No, but... The first few handprints were accidental, but then I kind of liked them. I kind of liked the look. It kind of looked like you were getting groped. It was kind of like a fun, I don't know.
That's fun?
Huh? So I also, the third part is going to be this pair of boots.
Those are gloves, Greg.
What did I say?
Those are big rubber gloves. You said they were boots.
Yeah.
Are we expected to put those on our feet?
I would like you to. But now that you've said that they are gloves, I see that now.
You thought they were individual toe boots?
I did. I thought it was a new thing. I thought they
were... a very thin rubber?
Yeah, thin, rubbery rain boots, I thought. And I was like, oh, these are kind of kitschy. These are new agey. Let's throw this into the mix. Let's really make sure that guests know who's in charge.
I mean, to be fair, they do look a little like bird feet.
Yeah, it's kind of a bird leg situation.
I mean, they don't look bad on my feet.
Yeah,
they're a little awkward. I don't think I can walk around super well in them.
Well, why don't you try? Just give it a little try.
Well. And they're really loud. They're really loud when I walk around.
Well, you really want to be sure that guests can find you in a crowd, you see. So if they're visually impaired, we want to be sure that they can hear us coming and going and standing. You can notice that the noise that's coming from.
So you want us to be easily identifiable, easily heard. And we need to run through things.
Yes, I would like us to be able to run through.
I don't think I can run through anything wearing these, honestly.
Are you kidding me? You can run your way through a beauty pageant, my friend. You look gorgeous in that. Kyle, look at him. Tell him how good he looks.
Thanks.
I mean, it's...
Kyle.
I do want to give credit to Greg before I start to pick this apart. I want to say I appreciate your orienting the design towards accessibility. Ooh. Towards function.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That said, I don't like it at all.
Well, I think it just needs to grow on you a little more. Why don't you put it on? Why don't you put them on and start flapping around?
Greg, Kyle's making me a little self-conscious wearing this now.
No. Henry, you look great. You look great. I'm just going to take some pictures, just for reference. I'm just going to take some pictures.
Here's a question.
Click.
Why are you saying click when you take the picture?
Well, my phone stopped making the click sound, so...
Oh, sure.
I just miss it.
Click. So my question is...
Click.
Your phone doesn't make any sounds anymore? What is... Oh, you're trying to make it sound like an old disposable camera?
Like a disposable camera. There's got to be an app for that, but Lord knows I haven't found one. If there honestly isn't an app for that specifically, somebody needs to make some money. Henry, let's get on that.
Okay. All right. So we're ditching the carry your pigeon idea?
Nah. Well, that's a good one. But we can only have one app idea at a time.
It's true. No, I know. And I went with the wrong one. I already acknowledged it.
We'll rectify this. Don't worry, buddy. We'll rectify this. Yes. Kyle, your hand is raised.
My question is what are we supposed to wear for, like, pants or, like, a shirt?
What if we go to a dinner party?
Right.
I mean...
And we have to go in uniform.
Hey, that's what the aprons are for. I know they're only waist aprons, but
Wait, are you saying we're supposed to only wear these three things?
Yeah, this is our uniform. It's
our we're naked pads, other than
an apron and boots,
which are gloves. Gloves.
Which are gloves. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's the thing. If we our first guess is tonight, I'm not sure we have time to like rework this.
Yep.
Yeah. When is the boat supposed to be here? When does the boat come in?
I don't know. Tonight. Sometime. I mean, it depends when the pigeon gets here, right?
You're tracking the pigeon though, right?
On the app. The pigeon says. I mean, as the bird, as the crow flies, one would say. You know, as the rock bird would fly, about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we don't have long.
Yeah. So he'll be here, you know, eventually.
At some
so
point.
So the other issue we have is we haven't established the route. Granted, that was my job for the week. Henry was on the app. Greg, you were on the outfit or the uniform. And
yeah,
I was,
say I was on the app like you knew about it. You just admitted you had no idea I was developing an app.
Well, I thought you were talking about appetizers. I thought we were going to feed
80
the guest.
Hours of coding.
80
and
hours.
You just brush over.
Wow. You know, if
you said you would provide the app, and I thought he'll bring the appetizer.
Yeah.
For the guest, we'll provide food. Greg will provide uniforms, and then I was going to decide the route of the tour.
Oh, but my clone did make some artichoke dip. If you guys want some of
oh,
that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Is it roasted?
Homemade pita chips too.
Oh wow! Ooh. This is amazing. Well, Kyle, while we're munching on this. Oh, just the right amount of salt. Ooh, that's some good stuff. And what is this? Is there olive oil in this?
I don't know.
Ooh.
I didn't make it.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Kyle.
Uh-huh.
You were supposed to be doing the route. What happened there? What's going on?
Is it your clone again?
Is it Kyle McClonsky?
No, Kyle McClonsky's fine. He's running around, jumping off his stuff, laughing about it.
Again, I don't know if that's laughter. It's
he's still bringing trash home.
He's still bringing trash home.
Is he still screaming and calling it laughter? Is he still bringing trash home?
Yes to all of the above. He was not an issue this week. Okay. He's pretty much occupied himself. The issue that I had was that I don't think our town is as interesting as we think it is.
What are you talking about?
I was like looking at our town map down at Town Hall, you know, of just like the major landmarks, and there's just not much to go on. It's such a small town. The tour is going to be over in like 7 minutes tops.
Easy back and forth.
Three and a half minutes to one end.
Three and a half minutes to the other, maybe. Yeah.
Could rent the bus.
A nice round trip. Oh, we still need to rent the bus.
Oh, shoot. I should have put that on my list. Well, that'll make the tour longer if we're it's a walking tour.
That's true.
That'll also make it worse.
It might take like 3.5, yeah.
Wait, it takes the same amount?
If you catch the light, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. It is roughly the same length as riding the bus if you catch the light.
I mean,
we don't have time to change
this
stuff.
We'll figure it out, but first let's review a movie, actually.
Yeah, I know I said we didn't have time to change the uniforms, but that's mostly because we need to review a movie first that we watched this week.
Well, you know, priorities. We could just postpone this recording till an hour and a half later, but let's not.
Let's do it now. We're already here. We're already rolling.
That's true. Well, I mean, you went to all this trouble of setting up the microphones, Kyle.
Thank you very much,
but
Kyle.
To be fair, I made a freaking app.
I mean,
right?
Pound for pound, I think they're
both
too...
It's not that good.
Now, 80 hours of coding, and this is what you got. But,
and,
I mean, you
and
shouldn't
I could've,
just call
you know,
it
I could have put
bad.
It into that carry your pigeon app or the disposable camera app where you just throw your phone away.
I also think that's a good... I do think that's a good idea as well. Maybe we'll circle back around to that.
So the disposable camera app is the idea that you take photos that look like they were taken on a disposable camera. You limit the number the phone can hold.
It makes the noises.
Okay, and then you throw away your phone after
you throw away your phone.
And then you throw away the phone.
You got to bring it to like a Kodak or something to get them developed, though.
Oh, you also remove the digital aspect of the photo.
Yes. You take out the SIM card, and then they take it to the dark room.
We're asking for $200,000 for a 20% stake in our company.
Yes. We'll tell you at the end of the podcast how
you
can...
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
If I was a Shark Tank.
Shark Tank, Dragon's Lair.
Angel investors.
America's Top Inventor.
All the Remember best shows.
So You Want to Be a Millionaire.
Jeopardy.
Are you smarter than a millionaire?
So you think you can millionaire.
Wheel of Millionaire.
The price is millionaire. So we watched a movie.
We did.
Well, millionaire.
Welcome, welcome to Break Room at the Cineplex. My name's Kyle McClinsky.
My name's Greg Basil.
And I'm Henry Harrison.
And this week we watched a movie in between trying to launch our tourism business.
Yes, indeed.
Henry, yes, you were coding through most of it, which I didn't know what you were doing.
I thought you were like sending emails or something.
Pecking away. Hunt and peck. That's my method.
Is that why it took 80 hours?
Well, it would have taken a lot less time.
Looking at the app.
So let's get to the film we watched.
Let's get to the film we watched. This film was called Down by the Sea.
That's right. This film was called Down by the Sea.
Down by the Sea. This was a tale about a little village on the seaside.
Mm-hmm.
And this little village, they have some trouble because the mayor's coming. No, not the mayor. The president's coming to town.
The mayor's already there.
The mayor is already there. And the mayor's coming around and being like, hey, the president's coming to town. And this guy, he's knocking on every door. He's knocking on every door and he's saying, we need to. This was an Eastern European country. And he says, says,
it takes place in Estonia.
Yes, Estonia. He says, we everybody. Well, it starts off. it starts off with this beautiful little home on the seaside, and this home has a this older couple. This man. He's out throwing wood around, and an older woman, she's hanging up laundry, and a car, this old timey car comes up, and out jumps a man in a suit, but it's like an ill-fitting suit, a little too big, and all this, and he jumps out, and he says, Svetlana, Ivan, we have to talk about something here. And they turn and they're like, Mr. Mayor, what are you doing here? What are you doing?
Yeah, he's got a big sash that says Mayor.
Yeah. And he's trying to sling it onto his shoulders and he's tripping over himself. We have great news, but you have to get everything ready. The president of Estonia is coming to town.
He's coming to every house on our little village by the sea.
He's coming out to inspect every single household to make sure that they're up to snuff.
And Svetlana is like, both of them? And we pan across and there's only one other house in this town owned by just right across
the mayor.
The way that is the
owned
mayor's
by
house.
The mayor.
And we quickly learn that Svetlana and the mayor's wife have a little rivalry going on for who has the nicest house in town.
And yeah, and as the camera pans over, you can see the mayor's wife, Devnya. Devnya gives a little wave and she's
pruning some hedges and some beautifully sculpted hedges.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful hedges and a wonderful little white picket fence. Got a nice little birdhouse mailbox,
and it seems like brighter and sunnier over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the grass is greener over there.
the grass is greener on the other side. Well, because Svetlana and Ivan, their house, it's a lot of crab grass. Could use a coat of paint. Mm-hmm. They have a fence, but it's missing a few slats. There's a
and
bushes.
And the back half of their house fell off of the cliff,
right into the ocean.
Yeah, in the opening scene here,
right? Because when we pan over to the mayor's house, it's nice, bright, and shiny. We pan back to Svetlana and Ivan's house, and the back falls off,
and it just falls right off.
Talk about comedic timing!
Mm-hmm.
And Ivan slaps his forehead, and he's like, "Ay, not again." You, Svetlana, you were the one who wanted to live on the ocean side. I wanted to live in the middle of a field.
And they start to talk. They're eating dinner that night. Mm-hmm. You know, in their dining table, and we get it from the other side, so we don't see like the night sky. We just see like their house,
right?
Because we're shooting toward them at this point.
Yeah, we're not shooting out the back of the missing half of the house,
right?
Yeah. Right.
And they're talking over dinner, and Ivan is like, "I can't believe we only have a week to repair the whole house. The president of Estonia coming here to my house."
And Svetlana.
It could have been a field.
And just imagine. About the field. If I hear one more thing about the field, I swear to God, I'll poison your foods, Ivan.
I'll put you in a field, a cemetery.
Is what I mean.
I'll put you in the ground.
and she's like, why in the world would the president of Estonia want to come here of all places?
And Ivan's like, I don't have that information. That's
why would I have
the mayor didn't tell us that.
Anyway, let me are you done with your dishes? I'll do the dishes. And he picks up the plates and the bowls and he just walks to the other side of the house and throws them off the cliff. Because they lost the sink in the half of the house that went off.
So it's the next morning. Well, we get a scene of them kind of tossing and turning in the night. They're still bickering about while they're going to bed. Mm. And he's like, well, we'll have a fresh start in the morning. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry, Svetlana. We'll figure this out. She's like, I hope so, dear. I hope so. And they go to sleep and they wake up in the morning. And the mayor he's outside their house waving his arms and adjusting his sash about. He's like, guys, look at me. And they're like, oh, the mayor's outside.
Oh, the mayor, this guy again. Oh.
So they go, yes, what do you need? What do you mean, Dimitri?
The president, he's going to be here much sooner than the end of the week. He says 3 days, that's all we get.
3 days? Ha! Oof. You mean I've got to build up my whole house in 3 days? I mean, gah! My God!
And Svetlana looks across the road and Devnia is the mayor's wife, Devnia. She's like polishing the brass door handle on the house is just getting more and more beautiful, the mayor's house.
Oh, yeah. And she kind of grumbles to herself. She's like, ah, if I had a nicer house like that, then I'd have a house like that. And so we cut back to the front, and mm-hmm. Dimitri is saying to Ivan, he's saying, Ivan, you have to fix up your house. This house looks terrible. I mean, look at my house. My house looks like a picture painting that an artist has drawn. And yours, I mean, ooh, now, no offense at all, Ivan. I mean, you and your wife, you keep a very nice household. But I mean...
I hope you got it half off.
Did you hear what I said, Ivan? Did you hear what I said?
And Ivan's hardly paying attention because he's getting his jacket on and he's putting a scarf on. He's like, I'm going to town to get lumber, to get paint. I need new plumbing. I got to get there and back in less than 3 days and repair this all in less than 3 days. Svetlana.
And all I've got is poor Sally. The mule
and town going into town. I mean, that's a ways off.
Yeah.
So he starts this journey to town. Right. He takes off.
We kind of get this A story and B story in this film of like A story, Svetlana back at the house trying to do what she can with what they have. B story, Ivan on his way to town to pick up supplies.
Mm-hmm. And so Ivan says to Svetlana, he's like, I'm going to town. I'm out of here. You spruce things up as best as possible. I'll be back with lumber, with paint. You won't believe it. You'll have it so good, Svetlana. You'll have it so good, and you'll have to deal with that. I can shove that in your face.
And he's just kind of mumbling this as he disappears down the road because he's already rolling away from her while he's delivering this speech.
The only one who's listening is Sally the mule, but I doubt that Sally cares.
And so the first scene we get is of Svetlana. She's out in the garden. She's trying to kind of spruce up the garden first. Mm-hmm. She's working on pulling out the crabgrass, and then she's planting new plants that she found. And
she's just going around picking up bushes, and you're like, yeah, that one will work. Yeah.
And she eventually she sees
Devnia
in the next house over, kind of working in her garden, mm-hmm. which is just immaculate. I mean, yeah. this is a beautiful garden. I mean,
there's roses.
There's birds and wildlife. There's a deer.
A deer is just there.
A gazebo.
a little stream with a little wooden bridge over it,
and she's like singing and dancing around. There's a bird lands on her finger, and Svetlana looks down at her hands, and she's got like dirty hands,
band-aids all over them, and cuts
on her knees, digging holes, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, I cannot do this anymore, and she like slams down her trowel, mm-hmm. which she had in her hands, and she walks across the way. And she's like, she's hiding behind the hedge of the house, and she's kind of peeking over.
She's saying to herself, she's like, ugh, Devnia, the only reason that she has so many good things is because she's the mayor's wife. Ugh. Born with a silver spoon in her mouth, that one. Ugh.
Or at least married into a silver spoon.
Yeah.
And we cut then to Ivan, mm-hmm. who's... it's pouring down rain where he is now. He's trudging through up this cliff face, mm-hmm. carrying Sally. There's little thin rock path that he's leading the donkey through.
He's somehow also waist deep in mud.
Yeah, and he's like, ah, lousy weather. I tell you, if we'd been in the field, we wouldn't have to deal with these darn cliffs all the goddamn time. I tell you that.
And he's like. He's still brewing over. He's like, Hefuff, I can't believe you would say something like that. He only says that because he's the mayor, born with a silver spoon in his mouth, or at least married into it.
One of them had wealth before the other one met them, but we're unsure which.
But if I had that sash, and he has this little daydream in his brain of him in the sash, and he's just laughing and says, ho, ho, ho. And then we cut back to Svetlana. She's now digging up plants in the mayor's garden.
Yeah. We watch as Devnia gets up off the ground, and she still looks immaculate, like no dirt anywhere, no grass stains or anything.
Beautiful sundress on, a big old hat, big old floppy hat,
big nice hat, and these dainty little gloves. And she takes the gloves off, and she's like, ah, well, I guess it's time for a beer or something more ladylike, lemonade perhaps. Mint julep, who's to say?
These pure white gloves that she's been gardening with that are still just pure just white?
Pure
They're
white.
They're white silk.
Yeah. And she takes them off, and she lays them next to her gardening tools, which also look completely clean.
Like brand new.
And she walks inside, and then Svetlana, she kind of makes her way over the fence, kind of trips and falls a little bit there.
Army crawls through the bushes.
And she's going through the bushes and everything, and she watches the house, and she crawls a little further, watches mm-hmm. the house, crawls a little further, and then she comes face to face with a garden gnome, and she gets a little, ooh, nice little funny jump scare thing going on there.
I was startled by that for sure.
You screamed.
Or
were you laughing?
And we cut back to Ivan, who now has his leg stuck in a crevice of a rock, and he's like twisting and turning, and he can't get it out. And he's like, Sally, you're gonna have to go on. You have to go to town and get the supplies. And he twists his leg, and it makes this awful popping sound. So he gets it out though, and he starts limping. He's like, Sally, you need to help me. You need to carry me to town.
He doesn't get more than a few feet before his other foot lands in a bear trap.
He's like, ah, these fakakta traps are all up and down the place.
I tell you, if I lived in a field, I wouldn't have to deal with it.
And he snaps in the bear trap, and he falls off the cliff face.
Yeah.
And he's tumbling, and he's hitting rocks, and he's just getting beat up and mangled and smashed. And he rolls at the bottom of the hill, and he lands face up, and he's like, oh, And this might be it for me. This might be the end of my journey. And he opens his eyes and he looks up and it's not raining anymore.
Mm-mm.
And he looks around. He's in this beautiful field.
And yeah. He says, oh. And he's looking around and he's like, this is a paradise. This is. Lest my eyes deceive me. Or I'm tricked by some spell. And he looks around. And he looks around and somebody comes through the woods. Somebody comes through the woods with like a little hunting rifle and everything. It's like, hey, what are you doing on my property? Are you doing okay? Looks like you've taken a tumble off the cliff. Hey, wait, you're Ivan from the cliffs.
And he's like, Marvin.
It's
Marvin, right?
Marvin, I hit my head pretty hard. We used to go to school together. We both talked about living in a field.
That's right.
And Marvin's like, yeah, you got that right. I've got a nice one here. How about you? What field do you live in?
Ivan from the cliffs.
No,
he says, well, I'm still working on that one.
Oh, crazy Ivan.
And Ivan's like, I'm trying to get to town because I need paint, I need wood. Did you hear that the president is coming to our little town? I mean, maybe not to your place, but coming to our town.
Yes, that's right. You're in the next town over, about a mile that way. so you need supplies. Well, I actually happen to have many supplies here if you want to take a look.
I tell you, living in a field, I just have... endless.
Abundant supplies, they never end. Yeah. I hunt, I fish, I forage for fruit and berries. I have a pineapple tree. It's very nice.
Very nice.
And we cut back to Svetlana again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Svetlana, and she's covered in dirt, more dirt. I didn't think that she could get any more dirty, but she's digging at this rose bush. Mm-hmm. She's digging at the base of this rose bush,
and she pulls it out of the ground. And she makes a big popping sound, and she hustles back toward the hedges. She's army crawling on the ground, carrying this rosebush, and she catches the gnome in her eye. She says, "You tell nobody." And she keeps crawling out of the bushes, and runs across the way. And we kind of get this like time lapse of her bouncing back and forth between the gardens, and slowly transferring all of the flowers. Mm. Yeah, to their garden.
And it's then that Devnia comes back outside.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a drink in her hand, and she just kind of...
It's a beer.
And she's walking backwards out of the front of her house, you know, so she hasn't seen the garden yet. She's talking to
Dimitri.
Dimitri. She's like, "Oh, I'm just going to go trim the garden again just to make sure that I haven't missed a single blade of grass." Then she turns around
and gasps.
And she drops her beer.
And it shatters on one of the beautiful paving stones that she has on the path leading from the
gorgeous
front of the house.
Little cobblestone. It's it's very beautiful. Slow motion.
Yeah.
Bottle shatters. And she screams. She's like, "We've been robbed." And Dimitri runs out and he's struggling to get his sash on and he's struggling. He's like, "We did what?" And she's like, "We've been robbed!" And Dimitri, he yells, "I'll go get the constable!" And he jumps into the car. That they have a car because they're wealthy. They're well off.
Of course.
But one of them was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They just got all of the good stuff. And so he jumps into the car and he drives off to get the constable.
Mm-hmm.
And Devnia says, "Won't be long now, just a few days."
Maybe I should ask around, see if anyone saw anything. Maybe I'll check in with Svetlana across the road. She's the only one who could have possibly seen anything. She's the only one around for miles.
And she starts to walk over. We cut back to Ivan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ivan, who is being led into Marvin's house, which is beautiful ranch house. It's got this big... deck that wraps around the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
It's just windows everywhere. This is beautiful home.
Polished
beautiful
wood
home.
Floors.
Mm-hmm. And he comes in and he's like, "Please, Ivan, come in. Do watch your step, though. There's a lot of steps there's just so many steps you have to watch out for, so be careful.
I had so much wood, I just decided to build steps with them.
I mean, with so much wood.
Look at this, I had so much wood, I built this staircase. It doesn't even go anywhere. Very cool, very cool.
You ever seen a staircase to nowhere? So come on in, have yourself a drink. And you can have your choice of any drink at all. I just find them everywhere.
When you live in a field, the possibilities are endless.
And for one moment, one blissful moment, Ivan is sitting on the out on the wraparound deck with a drink in his hand, just listening to the birds chirp.
He has this little daydream where he walks into the house and Svetlana's there and she's made some dish and she's like, oh, you sit down there and I'll get you a beer and you kick your feet up and all this and all that and everything's perfect. I'm happy that I married you because we're in a happy place now.
I love that we live being in the field. Yeah.
And I love your sash. And he looks down, he's got a big mayor sash on. And
But this one's got like frills along the edge of it. Like it looks like a nice sash. Nice sashes, and it's this.
Yeah. It is a well-fitting sash.
It is a top-notch sash.
Like it looks like a sash that he would not have to struggle to put on.
Which is the best quality of a good sash.
Yeah.
And he wakes up from this stage. He wakes up and it cuts to Svetlana.
Mm.
And she is now hiding out in the house.
Mm-hmm. She's hiding out in the house. She's like drawing all the curtains and she's like peeking through the curtains.
Devnia is knocking on the front door, asking if she can talk. She's like, something's happened. All my plants are missing. Also, your garden is looking wonderful. Did you happen to see anything happen to my plants?
And Svetlana closes the curtains, and she kind of steps back, and she's like, "Hi, ooh, okay, Svetlana, you're in a tight spot. What can we do?"
Devney is knocking. She's like, "Listen, I know you're in there. I didn't see you leave, and you're the only house I see everything."
She's like, "I'll try the back door." And Svetlana looks to where the back door would be, and of course, it's just
open. And so she quickly runs and gets a suitcase, and she starts putting things in it. She's like, "I'll run away. That's what I'll do. I'll run away, and then nobody will ever find me. And I'll send for Ivan." Yeah, I'll send for Ivan. And she's throwing things into the... She has a slight little... She has a daydream of her own where she is on this cliffside, but it's not the cliff where they are. It's like a beautiful rock cliff with waves crashing at the bottom, and she's got this big, huge deck that overlooks, and she's standing out there, and she's got her
feet up, and Ivan brings her a beer, and is like, you relax, I will get you a beer, and
I'm very happy that we moved to the cliffside. I hate living anywhere else but cliffs.
Flat places? No, thank you.
Ooh. Get out of here with your fields.
You know how I feel about that. And then she wakes up while
Devnia is like rapping on a window on the side of the house. And she's like, makes eye contact with her. She says, "There you are." Cuts back to Ivan.
Ivan, who's being helped by Marvin, tying a bunch of lumber to Sally and a bunch of paint cans. And Marvin, he's like, "Well, Ivan, it's good to see you. It's good to see you again, and I'm happy that you're doing well. And I hope that everything works out for you. But you hurry now. I just got news that the president's on his way." While you were daydreaming, I didn't want to bother you.
But the mayor, he came down here looking for the constable, who's me.
Yeah.
And Ivan looks over, and there's the mayor on the porch. Sipping a beer.
Give a little wave.
Well, anyway, have a good safe trip back. And he hops into the car with the mayor and they take off.
They take off.
So now Ivan has to bring Sally and all the lumber and stuff back on the cart.
With two broken ankles.
Yes. Well, one broken, one still trapped in a bear trap.
Right.
They didn't remedy that.
No.
I mean, have you ever tried to take a bear trap off of your foot?
No. When would I have ever been in that situation?
Have you never been through the bear trap fields?
No, I stay out of them because they're full of bear traps.
Hey, sometimes you just gotta live life on the edge to know you're still alive.
Stay out of those fields.
So anyway, we cut back to Svetlana and Devnya. And Devnya has... she's climbing through the window now. Mm-hmm. She's climbing through the window and she's like, Svetlana, I just came over to tell you that you might want to look out in case somebody might try to steal some things. I don't know. Somebody just stole all of my garden. Also, speaking of garden, yours looks great. I mean, goodness, last time I was over here, it looked like a trash pile.
I can't imagine how anyone could create such a beautiful garden so quickly. And you see it dawn on her as she's putting the pieces together.
Mm-hmm. She's pointing at her garden, where her garden was. She's pointing to Svetlana's garden. She's pointing to Svetlana.
She's looking at the muddy footprints crossing the road, looks at Svetlana's muddy shoes.
And she rushes outside. She runs to the front door and pushes it open. She says, This is my garden. I can't believe
these are my roses. These are my begonias.
It still has the ribbon on it from the last time, from the mayor. He put it on there.
best in town.
And Svetlana's like, no, listen, you don't understand. She's fumbling for words. And right at that moment, the car pulls up with the constable and the mayor in it.
Screech!
And they get out. The mayor's adjusting his sash all, and he's putting it on hastily. And they're like, and the constable and the mayor, they walk up to the house. They're examining the garden across the way. They're examining and Devnya rushes out to them to meet them. And Svetlana is sweating and cowering at this point. She's like, "What do I do?" And she sees off in the distance Devnya running up to them and like gesticulating wildly, and them like turning their heads and looking up at Svetlana.
Yeah, pointing to the garden. Pointing to the other garden, pointing to the road.
Yeah, pointing at the house, pointing at the other house.
Pointing at herself.
Pointing at them.
Yeah, pointing at the car.
Pointing at herself.
And they start to walk over. And Svetlana starts, she starts rustling around in the garden trying to figure out what to do. And at that moment, we hear Ivan's voice calling out, Svetlana! Svetlana! And she looks over, he says, and he's with Sally coming up the way with all the supplies.
Limping.
Mm-hmm. And he looks way worse. Yeah, I mean, he's got his arm in a sling now. I mean, he's got a big gash on his forehead.
He's got an arrow in the back of his shoulder. Like he was struck with an arrow at
some
point.
On the other foot.
Yeah, the broken foot.
Yeah.
And he climbs up and she yells, Ivan, I can't believe it. It's you. You made it back. And just in time too. Listen, you have to help me. And they get together. And at this moment, a big limo pulls up over the hill.
A huge limo.
Like extra long.
Like a stretch Humvee, but bigger.
And the smallest man gets out of it. But he's got an impressive sash on.
A very impressive sash.
And you know what this sash says? President.
President.
He's not hastily putting it on. It is already impeccably laid across his chest.
Pressed.
Mm-hmm.
Ironed.
And right at this moment, all of them turn and they're like, the president! And they all say in unison. And and they turn toward him and he walks out. He examines the first garden and the house and he says, not quite up to snuff. And he looks at the second garden and he's like, this is not up to snuff either. And they're like, they're all start to hastily explain to him. They're all in unison trying to explain different things. He says, hey.
She stole my garden. That garden that's over there was my garden. It looked really nice. And they're like, half our house fell off of a cliff.
He was born with a silver spoon.
Or maybe she was.
They don't deserve this garden.
I broke both my ankles.
I've got an arrow in my back.
I'm the constable. And then the president's like, listen. It does not matter who started it. Okay. I need one family here to live in this house and one family to live in this house, okay? It doesn't
That's
matter who.
What we need. I don't care who's in which one, but one family in each house and then I'll leave, okay?
He goes kind of into this parable where he's like, those with plenty have to give to those with few. The house on the cliff can never be stable if it's not built well. He's kind of speaking in riddles, or what seemed to be, what would be metaphors, but seem very
political
literal
jargon.
In this case.
Is what we call it.
He's just giving non-answers.
He's like, listen, I want us all to agree on something, and I think we can agree that things could be better. Am I right?
So I hope that I have your vote in the upcoming election.
He's campaigning, and he's basically like, if your neighbor has no garden, give them some of yours. If your neighbor loses half their house, give them half of your house.
Give them some of yours.
And it's about this point that I realized that this movie was communist propaganda.
Very pro-communism.
He's pitching communism.
And hey, I gotta say, I loved it. If there's one place that I wish we could be like, it's Estonia.
You've been saying that for years, though.
I really have. It's just nice to have a movie on my side for once, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So we get that whole the scene of them kind of making amends, and then they sing the Estonian national anthem,
which we all know, so we don't need to sing it
no,
here.
No, have no need to do it now.
Come on now. And we get a nice little scene of them coming together. The mayor helps Ivan build up the half of the house again. Mm-hmm. Devnya is helping Svetlana in the garden. They're cutting all of the plants in half.
They're painting the house bright red.
Yeah.
And the constable is just loving life down in the field.
Yeah, he's down in the field drinking a beer, building a staircase.
He's got all this wood. What is he going to do with it?
Mm-hmm. And we fade out on a really close-up shot of Stalin. And fade to black.
And that was Down by the Sea.
Down by the Sea. Well, I think that we have all learned something here.
What do you think that is?
Huh?
What, you said we all learned something?
Yes, we
I'm
did.
I'm actually curious what you
we
think
all
that
got
would
it.
Be.
I'm sorry. We have to get to ratings. We don't have time. So I would have to say, if I may, that my vote, my rating for this movie would be a 9 out of 10, babies. 9 out of 10.
Mm.
What would have made this a 10 for you?
Yeah, what was this film missing? One thing.
If the color most associated with communism was blue, I find that to be a more pleasing color.
So that's more of an issue you have with communism than this film.
Yeah, and I have written that down. I have sent that off to many.
You wrote
party.
A letter to communism?
Yeah.
A scathing review of communism.
My one flaw.
I was saying, hey, I get it. It makes perfect sense. Everybody gets a little something. It's a lot easier if it's a dictatorship. Hopefully I'm in the top there. But it's got to be blue. It's got to be blue.
You don't have my vote if it ain't blue.
Listen, I'd rather be red than dead, but I'd rather be blue than red. You know what I mean?
You've read it.
You read Greg's.
I proofread it, yeah. There's a lot of grammatical errors. I would give it an 8.
8 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it a I'd give it a 7.
7?
Yeah. I liked the story a lot. I liked the characters. I liked the journey that Ivan goes on. The ending just seemed a little heavy-handed. And listen, like I'm certainly not a big on capitalism, you know. Let's think outside the box here, mm-hmm. but they brought it home. They really hammered it in, hammer and sickled it in.
Well,
so
talk about heavy-handed.
Yeah, talk about an inelegant delivery.
Now, I in the in the spirit of communism, my friends, I think that one of us having 7, one of us having 8, and one of us having 9, it's just not fair. So I'm going to give one of my ratings to you, Kyle.
Oh, thanks.
And we'll be 8s across the board.
We should all be 8s.
That's a weird way to do it, but sure.
Us up at the top, we have to pull our own weight.
Yep. You know, if this doesn't bring us closer together, I don't know what will.
Henry, there's a notification on your phone lighting up. What is that?
Oh, that's a bird alert.
Bird alert.
Is it here? Is the bird here? Has our guest arrived?
Pigeon's lost. He's close. He's close though.
He's lost, but he's pigeon's close.
Lost? He's lost, but close.
He's lost.
I don't. But the code close. Might be faulty, guys. I don't know.
You coded it in 1 week.
You gotta give me a break here. I mean, bird alert's pretty good, right?
Bird alert ain't bad. But you see, there's the bird. It just came here.
Oh, there he is. Wow.
It's right there.
Oh.
It's beautiful. Oh, another one showed up. Huh. Did you get a bird alert for that one?
Oh, 2 more. Look.
Wait, I have like 8 bird alerts, guys.
Where are all these pigeons coming from?
Wait, we have a lot. How many pigeons? We have a lot of guests coming in, guys, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, there are more than just the one guest?
There's 9, 10, 12 and counting.
Look out to the shore. On the horizon.
It's a cruise ship.
Oh no.
Well, guys, we better get into our uniforms, guys.
Quick, everyone's...
All right, everybody put on your boots.
Shoulder pads. Here we go.
Shoulder pads.
I should have put the apron on first. Oh, it's a waist one. We're good, actually.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. All right.
All right, I guess we gotta end the podcast here.
Yeah,
but,
we gotta get going.
If you would like to submit a film for us to review, you can do so at, via email at cineplexpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at cineplexpodcast. And if you want to donate to our next app, you can also do so through those forums, and we'll catch you next time.
Donate to our Kickstarter, catch us on Patreon, and send us a check in the mail.
Hit that bell notification so that we can get, and like and subscribe. Okay, gentlemen, right, now
gotta go.
We need to come up with something, something to say as we go down.
So, talk about it on the way.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Something like, okay, thanks for showing up. Don't hold all my calls.